We also want to tip our hat to one Corbett Davidson, because the Snake came away with his 100th career e-break earlier this morning as he and Bob were trying to do an all-pro live spot. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was interesting. I don't know if you heard this live, but Corby was up for his e-break. Then you had Dave, who yelled at Ham for Ham playing a dropabout audio, which I thought was really funny, but didn't get the votes that I thought it should. And then you had a QVC spokeswoman trying to sell wigs.
Uh-huh.
She threw out an unfortunate...
She was trying to say blowout.
Blowout, and she said
right.
BJs. But I thought that was going to, like, in the three yeah. hole, that's usually where you don't get the votes, but it had a real run of votes from the P1, so I thought Corby was going to be shut out yet again, because he's been stuck on 99
mm-hmm.
for a couple of months, but the P1s came through. Corby reached the Century Club along with the all-time leader, Norm Hitzkus. We have the Musers, we have Gordon Keith and George Dunham, and now Corby, he can put up the little piece of paper with 100 mm-hmm. on it. And this is what it sounded like a few days ago live at camp.
I don't know if you would call your friend George or if you would call All-Pro. I'm just telling you, most of your friends don't know Foundation like All-Pro does. Call them. They even got a new website, Corby.
AllProAF.com. So let's go over there. You got to see anything wonky.
Hold on. FR.
What did I say?
AF. AllProFR.com. They are. AllProFoundationRepair.com.
I like the delayed reaction. Like,
yeah.
He didn't even notice it.
Like, it
if Bob wasn't paying attention, he would have just gone through it. Like, oh, okay.
Bob's like, whoa, slow down. Throw the brakes on this. That's so good. And for a 100th, I think that's a very appropriate one. Usually, when the milestone ones happen, you think to yourself, okay, was this one we're going to remember? Like Hank Aaron's home
yeah.
on national
oh, oh,
TV.
Oh, for sure.
Bonds,
yeah.
You know, breaking his record. I mean, there's those seminal moments in sports that, you know, you can always recall. And I don't know if I can remember Gordo or George's 100th. If you guys know, help me out, because that just doesn't feel like a flash.
I don't remember those at all. Do you remember back at the station?
Give me a minute. I'll look for them.
Okay.
Well,
I mean, Norm's is maybe his best e-break ever, and it really was 100.
Yeah.
It's one of the best moments at the station in the past 20 years.
And it gets referenced so much, like, at my house, because I have a daughter who's doing orchestra stuff,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they play Mozart, and I'm
like oh,
you guys are doing a
good painter.
Painter work. So that's just like a floating joke around our house, and many P1's houses
yeah.
around the Metroplex, I'm sure. So, Ham, if you have Norm's 100th, as we're trying to kill a little time here at camp, let's give that one a listen.
It's impossible, basically, and you got to just persist and keep going. I knew that, you know, I got one, I started shooting, and you just kind of keep going and hoping. So,
when Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, yeah. music.
You might have been thinking Picasso.
Yeah, okay. And that's
one of those dudes.
Yeah.
Do the athletes understand it?
Norm was so confused, too, with the music. What are you saying?
Also, the ramp up, like, the Norm downshift, as he tries to just bring it down a second, and let's just really make this point in a slow, deliberate manner.
Do you think he was trying to say Picasso there, or did he think Mozart was a painter
No, I think
he was on one.
He's a cultured enough guy that I know that he knows that Mozart was a musician, but
he just paints.
And just the telltale lip smack to downshift. it's like when Norm's transmission is working properly, you hear the lip smack.
So great.
And
oh,
Ham,
my gosh.
Ham, you said you have Ordo's 100th. Let's see how those happen to stack up. Fire off either.
Yeah, George was laughing at a monkey video.
Shocker. Okay.
Oh, nice.
And that was his 100th win. So let's give that a listen.
Bradley Cooper's in a full Pinocchio nose. It's very exaggerated.
Almost.
But Bernstein's family actually has come out with a statement said that they were okay with it.
Yeah, they have. His three kids took to X about it, and they said that they're very upset because Bradley Cooper, along every step of the of his amazing journey, consulted with them. It breaks our hearts to see any misrepresentations or misunderstandings. What just happened?
We found another gorilla video.
I just showed George a video.
Oh, my God.
Two gorillas screwing around in the rain. One's bugging the other one, and the other one isn't having it.
He didn't want to have any of it.
I knew if I showed it to him that it would stop down the segment.
Okay, I'm sorry, Robert.
The sorry, man Bradley with Cooper. The body of a giant and the brain of a child.
I was going to say this. Shouldn't they have a problem with the production company more than Bradley Cooper? He was just told what to put on.
It's a very very fitting 100 for George, too. Fitting.
Maybe not the most memorable George Wheeze laugh, but
it's a good way
solid.
To describe George. I think of George really liking funny animal
things,
videos
sure.
And stops down a segment. You got really good Wheeze laugh. Very deserving 100.
Yeah, that's when George was having his bronchial issues.
Yeah.
He had the wheeze for
a while.
What felt like months. Mm-hmm. And let's round it out with the Century Club. This is Gordon Keith's 100th.
Tyler! Go to the corner,
it was
Tyler.
A misfire. It was a misfire.
I definitely know the price of that.
We should offer free tampons.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Again?
That probably be longer.
Just throwing the stick right in the spokes.
Yeah. He might have been chasing an e-break there.
Like he was just sitting dead red.
Some stat padding, so to speak.
Well, I'm glad Corby is now the newest member of the Ticket Century Club. What's your body count, Mino?
For e-breaks?
Yeah.
I think I'm at... Do we have the standings back there? I want to say...
I'm looking.
Seven. I think I'm less than 10.
I feel like I'm 5 or 6, but I'm not totally sure. There's
been
a number of nominees.
I think we're pretty close. Yeah,
nominations is in the double digits for sure, but I don't.
And
I don't
Bob is closest to the century. Now I think he is.
Feel like he is.
It feels like it's fitting.
It's either Bob or Rosen.
Ooh,
Davey's been on a heater though the last couple of years since he joined the hard line. I feel like if we're just like, we wonder who the next 300-game winner in baseball is.
It's never going to happen
maybe
again.
We don't have one, but if there is one for the ticket, the next Century Club member, I feel like the smart money's on Dave Lane.
And he's going to want it, too. Like, this is going to motivate Dave to win some more e-breaks. Seeing Corby get to 100 this week. So, yeah, I feel like I haven't won one in a while. I don't remember my last e-break win. Like, there was a time, like, early on, being part-time or running the board where it's like the first e-break win is like, okay.
Yeah.
This feels pretty special.
Yeah.
And then, you just kind of, okay, won another one. That's really cool.
I mean,
remember last
nice.
Year you said you were going to win like two all year? And
I
you
did.
Won two in January.
I went on a pretty, the heater, I had two in a month and I'm like, all right, let's keep this going. And then I've been on a dry spell since then.
Mm. Is e-break fantasy league coming back?
I'm glad you brought that up. I think we're going to have to do that again.
Why?
Oh, okay, I guess Sean has spoken. We are not going to do the e-break fantasy
year. I just feel like the payoffs haven't been commiserate with the amount of work and time and effort we put into
it. Yeah, I think it's still...
What's the work?
We draft.
I don't know about you, but my draft board, I take extensive notes throughout the year. We have our scouts.
We're going to have Will McClay on talk some scouting e-break winners.
Will Tankersley.
Yeah, Will Tankersley.